of us you'll find your heart.
I have no choice. I've been shot full of holes. Nothing left to pay. Nothing left to pay. In the Plaza España, men from Africa are hustling for their lives. Some know me by my
car, get my head down, I'm feeling kind of low. Sticking a hard shoulder, thinking what you wanna know. Get a job, get a car, get a flat, gotta go, cause I'm spilling my heart out, teaching me a joke. A drop of wine never hurt the spine, but it's excruciating pain, cause it's back of mine. I'm not one to whine, but what I do find is never gonna deliver my swine. I couldn't walk a line, but that ain't a crime, so give me the time to unwind. And you might just find I'm still in my prime. Didn't say a word, but then I might just find. I'm safe, cause I know I'm a ledge, I'm a little on edge, but I made my pledge. Slippery slope, but I found my sledge, picked up the bill and had more than veg.
Pass me the pink champagne. I'm tired, I can't handle it, need a new terrain. Cause I just can't feel no shame anymore. Pass me the pink champagne. I'm tired, I can't handle it, need a new terrain. Cause I just can't feel no shame anymore.
Nobody talk, speak up, body in my mouth, but behaving like smug. Standing in the alleys, not giving a fuck, because you're shady and bleak. Around the corners to rob up the weak. Never really want to repeat because you're shady and bleak.
Always passing over the buck, forever looking out for another slide buck. You're pushing my buttons, I'm pushing my luck because you're shady and bleak.
Mate, you got no hope, you can't tag along if you got no rope. Your mates drop pills and the others do coke, but worst of all, you're just broke as a joke.
Pass me the pink champagne. I'm tired, I can't handle it, need a new terrain. Cause I just can't feel the shame anymore.
Never really taught to speak up. Never really taught, never really taught, never really taught to speak up. Never really taught to speak up. Never really taught to speak up. Never really taught, never really taught, never really taught to speak up.
Never really taught to speak up. Never really taught to speak up. Never really taught, never really taught, never really taught to speak up. Never really taught to speak up.
Weren't you?
Never really taught to speak up.
Oh, what's that, mate?
Never really taught, never really taught, never really. Watch me the pink champagne. I'm tired, I can't handle it, need a new terrain. I just can't feel no shame anymore. Pass me the pink champagne. I'm tired, I can't handle it, need a new terrain. Cause I just can't feel no shame anymore.
Never really taught to speak up. Never really taught to speak up. Never really taught, never really taught, never really taught to speak up.
My aunt lives in Scotland. She says it's quite nice.
Well, she's wrong.
If I had enough time, we could be together now, staring at each other. It goes in one ear and out of the other. And now you found your own love. And if it couldn't make matters worse, I thought I'd try my own luck. It couldn't hurt, it couldn't hurt.
Into the beat.
Time was at the beginning of the evening, and the moon was mounting upward with those stars that were with him when love divine first set in motion those beautiful things. He seemed to be moving in an opposite direction, with head high and with a ravening hunger, and she, with all craving, seemed laden in her meagerness. She, who had already made so many youths to live forlorn, how many sweet thoughts, what great desire, led them at last into that woeful place.
Time and time, I hear things that can't be.
Because you'll never see just how perfect she could be.
Time and time, I hear things that can't be.
Because you'll never see just how perfect she could be.
CITR 101.9 FM. That's
from Vancouver, Canada.
That's not from Vancouver, Canada. That, my friend, is Caribou. But this is Chips with Everything, the British pop music show. We are from Vancouver, Canada, you correct. Sorry for killing your flow. How's it going, fellas?
It's going good.
Posse going, the zoo farm, Matt.
Yeah, as for my flow...
I can see the monkey house from here.
That's a rare Swiss monkey, almost as rare as the Scottish polecat you were talking about or something?
No, it's not a polecat.
Bullwhip?
Wild cat. Scottish wild cat.
Yeah, and there's not many of them, right?
You
might wonder why we're talking about that.
There are not many of them, despite the efforts of the Jethro Tull lead singer and flautist, Ian Anderson. That's one of his interests.
Wow.
Is looking after those beasts.
Huh.
Those hairy beasts, as he calls them,
that was
from
him,
his Wiltshire home.
Starting the show with Bure by Bach.
Yeah, that was by Jethro Tull.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, via Bach. Followed by Pink Champagne by Carl Phillips and the Midnight Ramblers.
That first one there, that got
a reaction.
That was a sweaty one, man. That just made me think of Ska weekend in Victoria, and everyone just, the only time they aren't dancing, they're drinking beer.
Oh yeah, the biggest party that the mind can even handle, Ska night in Victoria.
It was fantastic. Everybody collectively and individually.
Was that a memorable evening?
Yeah.
Whose band played?
No, wait, that was the night that Johnny ran across the stage and got kicked out naked, remember?
Oh yeah, this was in a folk song, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
when Johnny ran across the stage, and
he has.
In the morning,
that's right. We have some.
He
folk
let
songs
his apples out of the what?
Well, I believe we have some English folk songs coming up later in the show.
That is part of the show. Yeah. We are going to play some English folk songs.
So what was the one?
Courtesy of a late record collector.
Oh, yeah,
he bequeathed his record collection to his son. I will tell you the story later. That's not coming up for a wee while.
Yeah.
Okay, after Jethro Tull and Carl Phillips and the Midnight Ramblers, Ghost.
I like
track
that
called Enough Time. That is a good track.
I really like
I think
that
those
one.
Guys are promising.
Mm-hmm.
And where are they from?
I think that's their first single. I don't know. Some town, let's see.
Is it Canada or England?
You know, there's so many bands with this name.
The Ghost?
It brings up like the Swedish heavy metal band, a California punk rock band.
Okay. Take your pick.
It must be this one. A British indie pop band from London.
Yeah, it sounded like that to me.
Oh wait, they're quite auspicious, these guys. They were ninth on the BBC's Sound of 2007 poll.
Excellent. Wow. Ninth, 2000, wow.
That's one to put on your gravestone.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that is quite a nice song.
Second Canada, fifth in the world. Nice.
So in case you don't know, Chips with Everything is the British pop music show. And that's what we play until 6 o'clock today.
Yeah.
And we've got some pop music from the 18th century coming up.
Yeah, that's right. We are going to do that, as we mentioned earlier on. And also further...
Way to drag in the Pepsi Gen. That's nice, man.
That's a really... That's a good track, that one.
Yeah, that...
Really good track.
Yeah, man, that's got, you know, going down the strip in Vegas, in a car with a... And it would be like this big American car with the bass just a thumping and the lights underneath, right? Right, Barry?
Who was that anyway?
Yeah, it was good.
Mute UK, and the song's called Scum. Summon the Sound.
Yeah.
Grimes remix. I don't know if you know who Grimes is. Grimes is the Canadian element of that song.
Hmm.
Nope, I don't know.
All right, good.
Good, moving. Then we'll move
along. Before that, that was the Women's Hour with, is it really called Human?
Huh.
Not an original name for a song, but hey.
Huh.
What did you guys think of that?
I thought it was sort of there was a little bit of Bjork. There was a little bit. It was sort of like what's it called again? Women's Hour?
No. Yeah, yeah.
So it was like a bunch of a pastiche of a bunch of different women. Who else was in there?
You know, one of the rules of music journalism, you know, apart from...
Oh, hey, I saw a bit of Almost Bored.
Let me finish.
I saw a bit of Almost Famous the other night, so I think I can tell you.
One of the basic rules of music journalism...
When's the last time you saw that movie?
Dave, one of the basic rules of music journalism is that you only ever compare a female-fronted band to other female-fronted bands.
Well, I'm sorry, you distracted me.
You learn something new every day.
Female fronted bands.
I'm calling you a sexist.
What's wrong with being sexist?
What's wrong with being sexed? What's wrong with being sexist? Says the
sexed.
The port
sexed. Media. Sexed. 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 Sexed.
You're asking to be faded out. So, we're going to, as previously mentioned, we're going to cover the medieval world shortly.
No, it's not medieval. It's Elizabethan.
Oh, okay.
It's far after medieval.
So a little bit of background.
Can I get all CBC? Let's get the
female. Not the female element.
Whoops. Uh oh.
Canadian story.
Someone's underkilt is showing.
Somebody has a story to tell.
They do.
Not really.
Yes, they do. And that's
an old gentleman named Benny Shell.
Yeah.
And his
record collection.
We've got one of his records here. A couple of them.
And he's gotten every record is in pristine condition.
Yeah.
And they're
collected them from between the 40s and the late 60s.
What are we going to hear? Are we going to hear it next? Or later in the show?
In a minute. We're going to hear Dave's Choice, first of all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Strawberry Fair.
All right, so this is...
What can you tell us about this, Baz?
It's recorded in England back in the 60s or... Yes, 60s.
Whoa, in the 1560s?
And it's a countertenor, Alfred Deller.
Wooden...
Oh, wait a minute.
Wood for electric cables? Did they, carve the electricity? Get me another bucket of electricity, wench.
When did they record that, Baz?
When was this recorded?
1560, I think.
No, the 60s, somewhere in the 60s.
Oh, okay, the 1560s.
The song was written in the Elizabethan period, but not this one. This is something else in the background now.
I know this
is John Renbourn.
Is it just too distracting?
No, it's beautiful.
No. Okay. It's lovely. It's a good English build-up.
Let's listen to it all.
cheeks and your coal black hair. I'm going a-milking, kind sir, she answered me, and it's dabbling in the dew makes the milkmaid's hair. Suppose I were to clothe you, my pretty little dear, in a green silken gown and the amethyst rare. Oh no, sir, no, sir, kind sir, she answered me, for it's dabbling in the dew makes the milkmaid's hair. Suppose I were to carry you, my pretty little dear, in a chariot with horses, a grey gallant pair. Oh no, sir, oh no, sir, kind sir, she answered me, for it's dabbling in the dew makes the milkmaid's hair. Suppose I were to feast you, my pretty little dear, with dainties on silver the whole of the year. Oh no, sir, oh no, sir, kind sir, she answered me, for it's dabbling in the dew makes the milkmaids fair. Oh, but London's a city, my pretty little dear, and all men are gallant and brave that are there. Oh no, sir, kind sir, she answered me, for it's dabbling in the dew makes the milkmaids fair. Oh, fine clothes and dainties and carriages so rare, bring grey to the cheeks and silver to the hair. What's a ring on the finger if rings are round the eye? But it's dabbling in the dew makes the milkmaids fair.
Joseph was an old man was he, married with Mary, the Queen of Galilee. Joseph took Mary to the orchard wood, where there were apples, plums, cherries, as red as any blood. Then bespoke Mary, so meek and so mild, pluck me some cherries, for my body's bound with child. Joseph, he's taken these words so unkind. Let them get you cherries, Mary, that did your body bind. Then bespoke Jesus, all in his mother's womb, go to the tree, Mary, and it shall bow down. The highest branch of the cherry tree shall bow down to Mary's knee, and she shall have cherries for her young son and she. Mary got cherries by one, two, and three. Mary got cherries for her young son and she.
All right. What were we listening to there?
It was Dabbling in the Dew. That is a wonderful example of 1560s recording technology. Now, you know, what I love about Dabbling in the Dew, unlike Strawberry Fair and another classic tune from the same era, is the repetition of the obvious springtime fecund, you know, natural stuff. Like dabbling in the dew makes a milkmaid's hair. I mean, what does that mean? First of all,
dabbling in the dew makes a milkmaid's hair.
Or makes the milkmaid's hair. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds good though.
Not hair.
What?
It says makes the milkmaids fair, not hair.
Oh, it's because they don't bathe. So by dabbling in the dew, they actually get scrubbed clean. Yeah. Oh, that makes sense to me. Yeah, they were stinky in the old days, right?
Fair maids.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And what was the other song
instead
about?
Instead of filth covered.
Do you know the topic of the...
No.
We thought it was going to be called Strawberry Fair. It was the wrong one.
We were Strawberry shooting Fair for great. A Christmas carol and we got something else.
Oh, well. It's too soon for Christmas anyway.
Mm. Well, that was Christmas in like seriously, 16,
is your Christmas 41. Tree up? Have you put the tinsel on the palm tree?
I think we've written the Christmas cards. How about that?
Wow, that's pretty good. Did you do it well with rum and eggnog in hand, though? Because then it's not really Christmas. If you're not engaging in irresponsible eating and drinking, it's not Christmas. I think. I'm a 12 days of Christmas feasting, winter solstice kind of Christmas guy. Hey, you know who I ran into while waiting for you guys today? This is amazing.
A couple of black guys?
Yeah, and a white guy in a big red hat. It was awesome.
Sinterklaas?
And I was, and the black guys didn't take me away in a bag. So I guess I'm a good guy.
Yeah, because it's today is the day before St. Peter's night.
It's the day, that's right, which is also the day before St. Nicholas Day.
That's the day when the German
and Dutch.
Black person comes with a stick and puts you in a sack. And then what? He steals your shoes. And then what happens? A little child with horns comes.
Yeah, but that's only if you're bad. If you're good, St. Nicholas, the patron saint of children, Hungarian guy, I think, but German, whatever. You know, they eat goulash. Leaves money and little treats and fruit and presents and stuff. It's good.
Ghoul?
Yeah, and if you're bad.
Ghoul?
Well, they're ghouls, aren't they?
What?
The Peets. The what? Two Peets.
What?
Two Peets.
What?
I'm repeating myself.
Help us, Quentin. What do you got?
Well, it's 26.
Oh, that's always
CITR
a help.
CITR 101.9 FM. Did you guys prepare the weather?
Weather, we're in a high pressure.
Said you're scientists, right?
I can give weather. We're in a lovely high pressure zone, which will last for a few more days, so enjoy it. Get out every day.
The only crop dusting I use is to prevent giant pythons and gators from taking over Florida. Excellent. Debbie Gibbons horror flick. The Everglades will never be the same. Thank you, Debbie.
जादू तेरे जादू वाने जादू वाने दिल लुटिया है मेरा तेरे कना विच सोने दिया वालिया तो तेरे काले लंबे वाल तेरे कना विच सोने दिया वालिया तो तेरे काले लंबे वाल तू रंज वाली गल्ला करके
ਰਾਂਝੇ
That's the Bay City Rollers.
They
actually limped on for a few years after their success here.
God.
And they made an album called Elevator that was suddenly trying to sound like the Cars, but it's still pretty bubblegum, as you can hear. Good stuff.
Thank God for that.
1979's Elevator by the Bay City Rollers. Thought you would have had that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, loved it. Loved it.
And before that, Corner Shop from their most recent album, which came out in, I don't know, the beginning of this year. It's called The Double O Groove. That was Double Decker Eyelashes. And you know what? It's 9 minutes to six already.
Wow.
That means it's 9 minutes until Queer FM. Aidan will no doubt be showing up here in full leathers.
Yeah.
With a can of cider in one hand.
And a broadsword in the other.
No, I was going to say iPad in the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, he usually has an iPad stuffed into his waistband.
An Epee pad. Epee? Is that how you say that kind of sword? Epee?
He's here.
No.
Okay, he's is he? Oh, he can tell us.
No broadsword.
How do you say it? Broadsword kind of guy.
So how do you say it? Is it Epee? Epee? That sword? Epee?
Epee.
Epee. Hey, Epee, buy me a drink. I have no money to Tuesday. Epee, come here.
What's on your show today, Aidan?
We have Samantha Mack. We're going to be running some great music, talking about International AIDS Day, and
excellent,
a very cool statement by Bono of U2.
What did? Oh, he made a statement?
He actually did. He talked about the relief that's happened for HIV awareness and prevention around the world, and actually called the American efforts heroic.
Wow.
Wow. Were they?
Actually, they were.
Nice. So,
that's coming up in, 8 minutes' time. Good FM. Aiden. Thanks, Aiden.
Aiden, our American
The man
friend.
With the voice like a velvet dungeon.
Mm. Mm.
Actually, I'm a bit like that right now because of this chesty thing.
Oh, don't think my dungeon would be wrapped layered in velvet.
Should we proceed with the good times?
Liquid velvet. Purple liquid velvet. Come on!
I say, except we're running out of time.
No, we have 5 minutes.
Hey, all right, I've got an idea. Why don't we come back again? In 2 weeks' time to the very same place and do the very same thing again.
Maybe. We'll see.
What? I've been good.
We'll see. We'll talk about it afterwards.
All right.
So what's happening for the last 5 minutes?
I'm not sure. Actually.
You don't know?
I don't really know what's going to happen.
You know what, it is? You know what it is? You know what
it
is?
You want people to call
it? It's like right now I'm starting to feel like that moment when after 12 years of therapy, my psychiatrist finally said something that made me cry. He said, "No hablo inglés."
call us at 604-822.
7777777.
All right. So you just want all the attention today, eh, David?
What?
Nobody said anything.
Oh, is this one of these, you know, passive aggressive thing where you never say I, you say I, you? What about the feelings of others? What about others? What about the others this Christmas?
Okay, we'll be back in 2 weeks' time. Stay tuned.
What are we going out?
Queer FM.
Yeah. Queer FM. Gonna lift you up. Take you higher.
I want to give myself some time to find a really good song to go out on.
Good.
Okay. And I'll tell you what it was. When you go onto the CITR website, where you can look at the playlists from the last 3 days.
Yeah.
And I recommend all the listeners do that.
It's like going to a deli.
electrify the boys and girls, if you'd be so kind.
This can't be good. What am I supposed to do?
Survive.